Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's Christmas Eve, and we're doing our show live as we always do. I'll be here tomorrow live on Christmas Day, doing our live Christmas Day show of the Small Business Advocate Show. Tomorrow especially won't be a lot of business, mostly just, the reason for the season, the point of the whole thing, and some great guests. We've got some good guests lined up for you tomorrow. Right now, we got another great guest coming at you straight ahead. We got Keita Spach back on the show. Keita has been a member of our Brain Trust now for a while. She's the author of Tipping Point to Happiness, and she's our happiness expert in the Brain Trust, and she's our good friend Keita. Welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jim. Great to be back.
But Keita, it's Christmas. It's a happy time. Why do we have to have it explained to us? Why do we have to be coached into how to be happy at Christmas? Shouldn't that be like falling off a log easy?
Well, certainly the message of Christmas is all about peace and joy. But you know what, Jim? Having that peace, inner peace and joy, is sometimes difficult because of the distractions that are all about us this season.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, we do it to ourselves, don't we?
We sure do.
Why do we do it?
Well, I think there are a lot of pressures, and these are all the externals, Jim. The external pressures.
We manufacture them, Keita. They're not real.
Yeah, they're there because of perhaps of media, because of family, because of a boss saying something. It may be all these external things that really we have choices.
This guilt.
Is what I really want to make clear to everybody out there. We have choices, and we can say no.
Yes.
We can say no, thank you, or we can say yes.
Guilt and obligation.
Yeah.
Those two things have gotten to be a little caustic, haven't they?
They have indeed, because they're crossing the line. They're crossing the line personally. They're crossing the line physically, emotionally, spiritually. Psychologically.
Mm-hmm. What do we do about it? How do we fix it?
All right. Well, this sounds as if it's almost counterintuitive, but my first of three things, help others. If you step out of yourself and out of your self-absorption, out of these cares and worries and distractions, and you genuinely take time to help somebody else, crossing the street, carrying
mm-hmm.
groceries, just very simple things like that, Jim,
mm-hmm.
you will feel better.
That's right. It works like a charm, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, Keita. What else?
And second, you got to temper that psychological benefit with a physical benefit. And I would say this Christmas time, this season, get active. Be out there physically. Take walks. Get out in nature. Your body.
Getting your own piece of cake. Getting your own piece of cake as opposed to having someone else get it, that doesn't count, does it?
Well, then if you go and walk for 20 minutes, why not, eh?
Okay.
In other words, to temper the sometimes a little bit more food, sometimes a little bit more drink, which is all well and good. That's part of the festive season. But if we can balance that with just simply saying, yeah, I need to go for a walk between lunch and dinner, I would like to get out, or I want to go down.
Does shopping all day count?
Shopping actually inside, dare I say, can be toxic.
No, I mean the walking while you're shopping. Is that does that count?
Certainly.
Okay.
Oh, if you're walking and getting out of a car and having to go through the parking lot and get in,
that qualifies for get active. So that's kind of like a double thing. You get active and you shop at the same time, right?
That's right. You can do all that. But I'm a proponent of fresh air. So if you are going to be in the shopping mall for a while, make sure that you get some fresh air as well.
Right. All right. What's number? You said there's the third one?
There's a third one, and this is the big one, is to give thanks. for what you have. In other words, gratitude in all things. And sometimes that's hard, especially when we're hearing news that isn't good, or we know that something in the family is off. Someone's annoyed at us. We're pressured to bring that cheesecake again, and we're tired of maybe baking year after year. In all of that, Jim, if we just step back and we say, this is what I do have in my life, and I'm grateful for it.
And not only to, you know, of course, as a Christian, I give thanks to a higher power, but you can also do that to the people around you, right?
You certainly can. In other words, in our particular tradition, we actually exchange our endearments on Christmas Eve. We go up to the next person and we say what they've meant to us throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that opportunity doesn't happen. Well, I challenge everyone, make it happen.
Find a way to make it happen.
Yes, yes.
And that's going to be therapeutic on many levels, isn't it?
It certainly is, because if there is something you want to thank someone for, here's your opportunity. If there's someone where there's a bit of a falling out, here's the opportunity to reconcile. Mm-hmm. It is amazing what a couple of words like, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, and let's just be
this
friends.
Is what I appreciate about you.
Yes.
How about that?
That's exactly it.
All you can do is say, this is what I appreciate about you. You really vacuum. You're the best vacuumer in the world, or whatever. I'm being silly, but you know, find something that my grandmother had a story once where there was a guy who was the meanest guy anybody knew in town, and he died. And there was this woman in town who everybody knew she never said anything bad about anybody. And they all wondered what she'd say at his funeral. She walked up to the casket. Everybody was waiting, and she said, well, he was a good whistler. You can find
there
something good to say about everybody, can't you?
Absolutely, and won't they feel good? Won't you make them feel good? And absolutely, you will make yourself feel good. So it's a double win.
What a look! What a path that could be toward healing maybe some past wounds, right?
Absolutely.
Maybe that other person's just waiting for someone else to have the courage. Maybe it's you who need to have the courage. We come back. I want to talk about this helping others thing that Keita brought up. I think that's worthy of more time. And I might even throw in a few things that we're doing that's really made a difference. 20 after. Merry Christmas. Right back with Keita Spock. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.